Well, good morning, afternoon, or evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim. This is Hello from Michigan, episode number 61. I believe it's 61. Sunday, Easter Sunday, April 12th, 2:48 p.m. It's, you know, we're in the house today, but Katie just went outside and it's like 44 degrees out. Bright, beautiful, blue, sunshiny day. And of course, the boys are stuck in the basement playing at the computers. Michael's here playing Mabinogi, his little online role-playing game. He's some sort of elf who's being attacked by a spider right now. And I'm just here recording an intro, because I got some pre-recorded stuff to throw in for you this week. This is audio that was recorded last week, 2 calendar weeks ago. You know, 2 Fridays back. This is all related to the gastroscopy that I had done to check my stomach. Just some pre-babbling and some post-babbling that I had done. Some entertaining stuff. One of the things about the procedure was they gave me some, I don't know if it was muscle, probably some muscle relaxants mixed in there somewhere, but something to make you forget the procedure. Because even though, you know, it's a simple procedure, it involves sticking something down your throat. Not the most comfortable thing in the world. So the medication they gave made me forget it. Made me a little loopy. Made me a little extra chatty. And I don't remember it. I remember getting wheeled in to the room for the procedure. I remember them putting the medication in my IV. That's about it. Next thing I really clearly remember... is coming to in a recovery room somewhere. I don't know how I got there. I don't know how I got dressed. I don't know how I got my stuff ready. According to Pam, I took care of that all myself. I don't remember. Next thing I remember is being walked to the car, and the next thing I remember is ending up at McDonald's. What? Like 15 minutes away. But according to the recording, I was awake and talking the entire time. And I was just babbling. All kinds of fun stuff. There's actually, and this is the fun part, the recording, you know, I had the recorder in my jacket pocket. And I recorded myself getting ready to leave the recovery room. So that meant that I was completely whacked out on drugs. I don't remember any of this. But I was still coherent enough at the time to reach into my pocket, pull out the device, turn it on, hit record, and place it back in my pocket where the microphone could hear me clearly. I don't remember any of that. But y'all get to hear it. It's funny stuff. Well, kind of funny. Kind of sad. Well, not sad, but kind of pathetic. So, without any further babbling, I'm just going to end this segment right here, and I'll get right into... the other audio, so have fun.
Yay.
Speaking of fun, how's the game going?
Good.
Something's burning.
That's my magic.
Oh. See, he's an elf with a sword and magic, and is that spider on your side?
No.
Oh, you're supposed to fight him. Okay. Oh, you hit him.
I'm supposed to have a bow, but I ran out of arrows.
Oops. Something just jumped up and killed you. What was that? I don't know. I don't play the game. I probably should, but anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, off to my fun stuff. Here we go. I'm driving there.
Okay.
I guess I kind of know where it is. See you, dude.
Lock the door, dude. Love you.
Oh, he'll get the door. Alrighty then.
A piece of popcorn stuck in the top of my mouth.
That's no good. While I'm grabbing my gloves, welcome to Hello from Michigan, episode number, I don't know, 60? Is this 60? Maybe. I'm going to the hospital. Woo-hoo. Going for my guest. Hello there. Pardon the strangeness of the microphone. I'm experimenting with something else different. So high. Quarter after 11. About time to go. Yucky cold day.
I'm glad we were still here when Michael got home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What we got here? Something is really starting to annoy me. Here on Gastroenterology Associates. 5300 Elliott Drive. They're gonna find something, I'm sure of it. Hopefully all they'll find is that I burnt out the back of my throat with my own stomach acids.
Come on.
Come on their door, and there you go. Can't stop it. I've had this annoyance in the back of my throat for 2 weeks. 3 weeks. And it keeps changing. It's bloody annoying. But right now, it's back to where it was when I first talked to the doctor about it. I wish GE could then be nerves. Tai Chi doesn't help because I keep having to learn new moves. And I keep getting frustrated about not knowing the moves. There's only 2 more classes, though. Okay, so next you were supposed to hear recordings of me going into the pre-procedure area. But they said that even the missus wasn't allowed back there due to personal privacy issues. So I figured that probably making an audio recording of what was going on behind the doors probably wasn't the bestest of ideas. So I shut the recorder off, and he didn't get any of the prep work and the checking of vitals and all that other fun hooey stuff. So we're going to pick up towards the end of the process as I'm recuperating and waking up and getting ready to be shown the door. So that's what this is going to be here. I do a little bit of muttering at the beginning, and I'm saying something about hacking a computer according to what Pam said, so we'll just take it from there.
Not doing that bad. I actually expected to be a little more loopy than this.
I haven't moved. My.
Oh, I can see it in your face.
It's more of a whole can of beer, Lukey.
You look like you just woke up from a really deep sleep and you're having a hard time getting your bearings. Yeah, you had a little bit of bedhead going, but hey, it's not bad.
Bedhead's at least in my worries. Rest of me doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, all bad. For a minute.
I would if I knew where to put this one.
Alright. There.
Good. Honest, I'm good.
Sit.
Honest. I'm sitting. You could put it that way.
You really wonder how to work his feet.
Yeah, I remember how to work the feet and the other stuff. A little off.
Howdy up.
Stancy, how you do?
Right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, a lot. Point there. Point there.
No.
This is the same thing trying to just get a shower in the morning.
Oh, do you?
It's about the balance levels I'm at in the shower, so this is good. This is good.
Okay.
Of course, in the shower, I can't even see the walls for focus points, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, you only knew how weird you're acting right now.
I've been worse. Half bottle of Wild Irish Rose.
No, it was 3/4 of a bottle of Irish Rose.
Okay, 3/4 of a bottle.
And I was mad at you for a week afterwards. Oh.
Wanted to see how it went that night.
It went by you falling up the stairs. That's how it went.
It went pretty well.
Right through that door and to the right.
Better up than
the
down.
Lobby. All right, you guys have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did I get my results?
I already got your results.
You got my results?
Yeah.
Did you get a verbal of my results?
I got the verbal of your results.
No printout of my results?
No.
No? Well, what were my results?
Oh, your results is they found absolutely nothing wrong with you.
What?
And they didn't do a biopsy or bacteria or anything from you because they said that your complaints were about acid reflux. It was not about your stomach hurting.
Take your time. You okay?
Yes, he's trying to think.
Oh, okay. All right. Better hold on to him. Take care now.
All right, thanks. I got that. So, no ulcers.
No ulcers, no damage from...
No acid reflux damage up into the esophagus.
No, but everything's perfectly A-okay.
No hiatus. I have hernia.
I don't even know if they bothered to look for it, but no, there's no hernias, there's no nothing.
Great, so there's no cause for me feeling like this.
Not that he can tell, other than the fact that he says he doesn't doubt that the Prilosec is working. Have a seat while I get the car.
So that's the best kind of diagnosis. We don't know. Have a seat out there with the fresher air.
There is no place to sit.
Sure there is. There's stairs.
Woo! Can we go back inside?
You can go,
go on.
I'll go inside.
Sit. James.
Just go. Yeehaw. So they found nothing. I want to see a video. But supposedly they found nothing. Which completely fails to explain the feeling in the back of my throat. The twitching in my stomach. Never answered my question about if this affects apnea. Or if apnea affects this. Never even got to tell them to look at that spot in my stomach that I wanted to see. I want the video. But yeah, I'm a little loopy. It's definitely not going back to work kind of conditions. But it is time, I think, to get lunch. They gave her all the information. They didn't give a copy. I want to see a copy of the results. I want to see the video. It's not much to ask, is it? But there she is. If I just make it out to the front door down the stairs without falling on my stoned ass, we'll be in good shape. This is why wheelchairs were invented. Ha! All four stairs, no effort. All my stuff. Wallet. Palm Pilot. Pocket knife. All this other dreck I can worry about later. It's just cold out here.
Oh. You couldn't have it done on a nice day. Oh.
Hey, it was a nice day when we got here. And it's 1:30? Seriously? It's a little longer than they said it was going to be. I went in there, and I remember they had me roll over on my side, and they had me spray a bunch of lidocaine in my mouth. And then I had to swallow it. And then they put the bite guard in, and I was trying to talk to the bite guard. I started talking to him. Yeah, we really can understand you that well with that thing. And I said, yeah, I don't know. But I kept talking anyway. And I don't know if I remember them actually sticking the thing down my throat. Which is good.
Well, when you first woke up after I zatted you with a kiss. Sorry about that, Chloe. On your forehead, you said that you remember the at first, and that's all you remember.
Oh yeah, the initial. As I jamming the tube down, and then.
Now I just have to try to figure out how in the hell I'm supposed to get out of here.
Left turn, Clyde. The only way, left turn.
Right turn.
Left turn to get back to a road.
So, right turn. I thought I saw it, but I wasn't sure.
So, they said no restrictions on the edibles?
No, just take it slow and stay away from ibuprofen. No more ibuprofen. No more aspirin.
Yep. Yep, the aspirin that was put in my morning pills for blood pressure isn't really necessary, so get rid of that. the ibuprofen. Can't really take that either. So seriously, they didn't see anything?
Said you looked normal.
Well, I do not feel normal.
He says he doesn't know what it is that you're feeling in the back of your throat, but there's no damage, there's no scar tissue.
Supposed to mention it hurts on the side. What did I? No.
Straight here. Thank
you. I'm sorry, you're right. I got my lineups wrong.
I'm driving. Shut up.
Yes, ma'am. It's gonna taste terrible. I'm like, yeah. Whoosh. It's like Listerine foam. So, fill my mouth full of foam. This, okay, swallow it. Swallow it. Yeah. Gulp. Oh, that, there goes the back of my throat. And then they put the thing in. I don't know if I remember how much of that stick they stuffed in me. But yeah, I do recall some fairly dramatic hacking and choking. And then, 90 minutes. I want to see the video. Thank you. be back there for confidentiality reasons, I said, yeah, I guess we'll shut off the recorder. So I'm sorry, guys. No fun to be heard there.
Whew. Yeah, because you never bothered to send any paperwork or anything to give me the right to know anything, did you?
Sure.
You did, finally.
Yeah. You got right of knowledge on the paperwork.
Well, that must have been why you finally talked to me.
Yeah, they asked if it was okay to share the information with you. I said, yeah. Absolutely. Nobody officially told me anything, they told you. What's missing from these recordings is Pam and I stopping off to McDonald's on the way home, me trying to figure out how to get the Sonic Heroes working that they have set up for the kids while still, you know, whacked out of my mind on the medications, just pigging out on French fries and Filet-O-Fish sandwiches and an Oreo McFlurry. Good stuff. That much I remember. I remember that McFlurry was the best tasting thing I've ever had in my life.
Oh my gosh, you should give it to me.
What? You were in school and I was medicated. I was coming back from, you know, a medical procedure.
I like McFlurries.
Yes, I know. Then we came home and it took like 4 hours worth of naps on the living room couch. I woke up, looked around, said, "Oh, I'm home," and went back to sleep. As was stated over and over in that previous segment there, they didn't find anything wrong, which was quite surprising. All I can really figure is that I might have gone in with a minor hiatal hernia, which is where the stomach gets itself mispositioned. And the process of the medical procedure that they did involves blowing air into the stomach to inflate it so they can get a better look. And I'm thinking that maybe that process of inflating the stomach pushed the stomach back where it needed to be. Because ever since I went in for that test, I've had no stomach problems.
So there's that. In other news, I went in last Friday night, Saturday morning, like yesterday, for my second sleep study. Well, not sleep study as much as a test to see how well I handle the CPAP, the assisted breathing machine. And apparently it did great. That was like the best night's sleep I've gotten in a long time. Now they just have to send the results back to the doctor and off to the insurance people, and they have to decide if I really need one. You know, the simple fact that I stopped breathing during the course of a night's sleep might not mean that I actually need one. You know, that's how insurance people work. If there's anyone involved in the insurance agent in the insurance process that's listening, sorry. But other than that, I'm feeling pretty good these last few days. Things have been doing pretty good for me. Just hoping that'll continue. It's springtime and we're getting out of the house more often, getting the bikes fixed up, going for walks around the neighborhood. It's already getting to the point now where if I come home after dinner, if I go to put my shoes on after dinner, the dog's right there waiting for me because he thinks I'm going to go for a walk with him. Kind of cute. And most of the times it's true. Starting some exercise at home again. I started them this morning. I'm still keeping the weight off, and hopefully I'll be able to lose even more. And I'll be in really good shape when it's time to go to Disney this June. Yes, yes.
Disney.
Mind you, he's 12 years old.
I know.
But he's very excited. Yes, you're going to
be 13 this year.
Oh, God, please help me. He's going to be 13. So, before he gets any louder, go kill some spiders or snakes or something. He's still playing my Benoji.
Or Ratmen. Those are really annoying.
Ratmen are annoying? Oh. I wouldn't know. So, all that being said, we're going to wrap this one up because I smell the ham.
A burrito wrap.
I don't even want to know. Yes, it's ham dinner tonight because it's after all Easter. So, I smell the ham and I smell the burners cooking. Oh, I'm getting ready for it. So, I'll see what else I can do to keep this going. 2 weeks in a row was pretty good for me. and that's only because I had an audio stockpile. I got to do some new recordings for this week. But it's going to be spring and I'll be out walking around and maybe I'll chase a squirrel around the campus. I don't know. But until then, this has been Jim. This has been Hello from Michigan. Y'all know how to get a hold of me. I'm on the Twitter. I'm on. Have I mentioned I'm actually getting my Facebook page live again? Look for me on Facebook, and I'm sure you'll see me. Hello from Michigan, gmail.com. You want to get an email to me? Saren on Twitter. Here. You know, the regular routine. So. Yeah, Zarin, pretty much any place you can find some place so you can contact a Zarin, it'd be me. But until then, that's been me. This has been Michael.
Yep!
It's been Hello from
Michigan.
I don't
know why I'm clapping.
Because you're having fun. All right, right here. See ya. Later.
See ya.